call, but if you leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife because he's very much in love with her and because he's a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and he's commanded to. She is too, but I don't know if she's a follower of Christ. I really don't anymore. I'd like to know if George got his ties. Obviously, it's been at least a week. Little feedback on that would be appreciated. I also think it's worth noting that yesterday was, I think it was yesterday, it was the anniversary of the Nagasaki bombing, I think it is. Hiroshima was first, Nagasaki was second. I don't get the dates, I don't have the dates quite right in my mind. But anyway, it's either, that was yesterday, it was Hiroshima or Nagasaki. But anyway, when Nagasaki was bombed, it's an interesting note that the crew on the plane were professing Christians, and they were given a send-off with, I think it was a Catholic and Lutheran, if I recall, because I actually just reread the article today, priest in a ceremony before they went off. And then they went off and killed tens of thousands of people in a matter of moments. What they did is killed tens of thousands of people, a huge percent of them, was Christian, because they killed the largest gathering, the largest population of Christians in all of Japan. So it's kind of interesting that seems to be a common thread in history that Christians shoot their own. I feel that myself. It seems quite noticeable. The other thing, and I think I'm going to provide a video for this here in maybe the next few days, The RT has produced some more videos a year after they started the what they're now calling Bring Them Home. I have it down as Children of War on the website, public website, by the way. And it's it was interesting when I watched the first video. Watched the little girl and his grandfather. And I felt, when I looked at the little girl, I said, oh, first thing I saw, oh, she's growing up a little bit. She seems to have put on a little weight. She seems to have a nicer smile and so forth. I know this girl in Dagestan more than my own daughters. And that was troubling to realize. Why do I know little girls and even the grandfather, more than my father-in-law, from Dagestan, than with people who committed to spend their lives with me? Well, my wife did, but obviously. Dorothy Jane, I love you.